Here in Shabbos, it just says Stam, 4 or 5 biscuits. It doesn't say how big they are. Min HaMafurish, we're learning out from the Mishnah Shkolim here, that here the Mishnah Shkolim says how big the Kupa are. The Tanya, we learned in our Mishnah. B'sholosh Kupas, with 3 biscuits, Shel Sholosh, Sholosh Soin, that each basket carried, had in it, 3 saw. It's a big, big measurement. So, since our Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, talks about Kupas, who are then the Mishnah Shabbos also means like that, even though you have 4 or 5 big baskets, each one has 3 saw in it, so you're allowed to carry it out of the room to clean out that room for Orchim or to give a shiur there. Shehein Tisha Soin, that all together now there are 3 saw, 9 saw, right now you have 3 baskets, each one has 3, that's 9 saw. Shehein Esrim B'sheva, it's 27 throughout the whole year, because we do it 3 times throughout the year, so 3 times 9 is 27. So in his term, that's a Leshka, that used to make the trum, this is how many buckets, baskets they took out of this room, the Leshka. The cost of Aleim Aleph Beis Gimel. He used to write on each kupa, each time, the 3 baskets, Aleph Beis Gimel. Why? Mifnei ma cost of Aleim Aleph Beis Gimel. How come they used to put a sign on each basket to know 1, 2, 3? Is loima to teach us. Mistapek min harishonim. Koidim l'shniya. First, use out completely the first basket. Use all that money to buy the karbonis before you start using the second basket. Or min hashniya koidim l'shlishis. And before you start using the third basket, make sure you finished out the second basket. That's to say that they used to spend the money to buy the kabonis for that year. All the korban seabirds used to be bought from this money. Tamon Tanin. Again, I learned over there also Mishnah in Shabbos. Hamoitzi Yayin. If somebody carries out wine on Shabbos, what's the shear to be over the Israelites saw on Shabbos? Kedei Meziga Sakois. It's enough to carry out raw wine. You don't have to carry out the revius of the wine. Even a quarter of revius of raw wine is choshev to be chayiv for Itzor Shabbos. Because we always say if you have a quarter of revius, usually you add 3/4 water into it, and you dilute this together, it'll be a good drink. So you'll eventually have a revius of a yayin. So therefore, now that the wine is raw wine, chay, it's a yachayiv, even if you carry out just a quarter of revius. Yechayifon. That's the sheer kidei mezigas akois. Enough raw wine that you use it to dilute it with water, and together you'll have a sheer of yain. Rabbi Zera Shor, Rabbi Zera asked Rabbi Yashi, kama shiurin shakois, but how big is the cup? So good, you're telling me enough wine to dilute it to make it into a cup of wine. But how much is the cost of wine? Or Malay nilmad, let's learn out. Sosin minamafurish. A place like Rashabah there, just as Tam, Kedem Mezigah Sakois, from Hamafurish, from a place where it says clearly how much wine usually goes into a cup. As when Chazal talk about a kois, how big is that kois? The Tony Rebbe Chia. The Chia learned, Arbo Koises, the 4 koises we drink Pesach by night, Shomu, that was learned, Yeshdom Revias Shoyayin Bitalki. As all 4 cups together is equals up to Revias Shoyayin Bitalki. A Revias of good strong wine. Which means that each cup has 1/4 of revius raw wine, and in that cup you add 3/4 water, that together you'll have a mezigas akais of revius. So we see a regular kais is called a revius of yayin. Now how much wine do you have in there? Only 1/4. 1/4 is wine, and 3/4 is water. So Melo, if you carry out 1/4 of revius of wine on Shabbos, yichayiv. Because that's a chashav shear that when you dilute the water with it, you'll have a revius of yayin, which is a shear kais. Because here by Pesach it says, you used to have 4 cases that yeshtim revius shu yayin. Omar Rabbi Yossi, Bar Avin, Mishum Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yehudi. This goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. The Tony, we learned like this. Mayim, how much water is it chashav to carry out on Shabbos that we say yechayi for carrying it out on Shabbos? Kedei Gemiya, a sip. How much water you can take in one sip? That's the chush of a thing. Yechayi for carrying out just a sip worth of water. We have Yehudu Waiman know, Kedei Loshav Ben Esakilu. Maybe you need more water than that. You need enough water that you mix it into a medicine. Kilu is usually the eye medicine. You put like a salve on your eye. So you used to put some water into that thing that mix it up the medicine and throw it onto your eye. So if you have enough water that could be used for the kilu, for the eye medicine, that's the chush of a amount of water. And if you carry out that much amount of water on Shabbos, you chayi for. That's water. What about yayin? How much wine do you have to carry out to be chayiv for? Kedei gemiya. Tanakama says if you carry out enough wine that you take a sip worth of wine is also chashiv yichayiv for that. We have Yehudu oime, no, kedei mezigas hakois. You only chayiv if you carry out enough wine that you could make mezigas hakois. Like we said before, it's 1/4 of a revius of raw wine, because later if you add 3/4 water into it, you'll have a revius of yayin. That's the chashav shear of wine, a quarter of revis. That's a Yehudi shita today mezigah sakois. So the Gemara mozug bekama. How much now mozug? How much is this kais mozug? Like now that it's diluted with water, how much is it? Is neshamina menado? We'll learn it out from here. Let's chaz over the same thing. Nachamon. That mayim kedei gemiyah. Again, the machleik is how much water do you carry it on Shabbos to be sayichai for enough water that a person takes a sip worth kedei gemiyah. A sip worth of water is chasher to be chayv to carry it out on Shabbos. We have Yehudi Waima, could they lost the bema tequila? No, a bigger shear. You need enough water that you would put into this medicine to make for the eye medicine. Yayin, how much wine are you chayv for if you carry out on Shabbos? Could they give me? The Tanakhama says you would take a small amount of wine, just a sip worth, a little bit of gemiyah means a little bit sip, a little drink. That's chashuv yichayi for him. You have Yehudi Waima, kedei mezigas hakois. Again, no, yoni chayim kedei mezigas hakois. But it didn't explain it what the shear is. Hey, Sodom, here you said mozug. What's called mozug? What does it mean, yain mozug? Kedei mezigas hakois. In order to get to a mezigas hakois, of a kamish urin chakois, but how big does the cup have to be? Rabbi Noma titratun urevi. So what the Mefarshim say, mozug, we didn't know, mozug just means diluted wine. How much diluted wine do you need? So when we say kedei mezigas hakois, like then we understand. A kois like we had before always means a revius. A revius of a lug. So once you have a revius of a lug, that's the shia to be chayav. That's called kedei mezigas hakois. Is any amount of wine that you have here that you could make it to dilute it with water and you'll end up with a mezigas hakois, which means revius of yayin, that's the shia you chayav for. Now the Gemara's kasher is, how do we know what's called a revius? Like now, today, how do we know what's the measurement of a revius? So, kamish, again, this line, kamish urin shakois, what's the measurement that we should know that a kais is a revius? Like, how do we measure a revius? What's the shear we have today in their times to know what the revius is? Is Rabbi Noma titratun? Hey, in that time they had this measurement called titratun. So he said, take a titratun, or revi, and add another quarter of a titratun. In other words, let's say it was a pint. So take one pint and another quarter of a pint together, that makes a revius. So that's the practical. He told them how they should know how much is a revius of yain. Revius of yain is this measurement of a titratun with another quarter of a titratun. That's the shear of revius. For the more now, mal lishtoisa mekrachech. Shalom yeser shayla on Pesach by night. When you have your dalad koisos, can you drink mal bekrachech? Can you drink all four cups one after another without making a hefsek in between saying the agoda? Can you drink the four cups one after another? Is it all right or not? That's the way he learns the Kavanei Dem. Mal lishtoisin, kol ha'bor koisos, all four cups, b'krach echad, means b'zeh achazeh, b'li hefzik b'intayim. Not to say the agoda in between one shkais and another kais, would you be yoitzer or not? So the Shalmi holds, yes, you yoitzer. He answered him back, midi omer Rebbe Mona. Since Rebbe Mona said, omer Rebbe Yosef, Yosef said, halel, that when you say halel, im shomim v'vesa knesses, Masmi Shalmi had this minig that they used to say halal Pesach by night in shul. Before they went home to for the Seder, they used to say halal in shul. So if Yossi said that if somebody said halal in shul Pesach by night, Yotza, his Yotza is chayv halal, that if he has a mind now, when he goes home and makes the Seder, he doesn't have to say halal over again. That's the Yossi's chiddush. He's allowed to just say halal in shul, and he doesn't have to say halal again by the Seder. So Hoda Omro, from here you have a raya. If you drink the cups one after another, yotza, you are yotza. And the raya is because if you don't have to say halal Pesach by night, so between the third cup and fourth cup, there's nothing in between. We, between our third and fourth cup, we say halal. That's our hefsek in between the third and fourth cup. But if you tell me now you don't have to say halal, if you said halal in shul, you don't have to say it over again at night, so here between the third and fourth cup, there's nothing in between. And still you could be yotza like that. So it's a raya then, who are them between the first, second, third, and fourth also? If you want to drink all four cups one after another, you sound the whole good. You sound the whole good. If you sound the whole thing, it says, Halil, Shalel Psochim, Im Shema Vesa Knesses. If you hear say halal in shul, Shekah Choyim in Hogim, that was the minig, Loi Mahalo Bleel Psochim, the Vesa Knesses. Zeichel Lamikdash, to remind us of the Beis HaMikdash, Shomru Halal B'Shas Asiyas HaPesach of Beis HaMikdash. Now B'Shas, they made the Pesach, the Erev Pesach. In the Beis HaMikdash, they were saying Halal then. So remembrance of this, we also say Halal in the Beis HaMikdash, in Shul. So that's the meaning to say at Pesach b'night in shul to say halal, zecha that the Yidin said halal in the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Pesach b'shal to see at the Pesach. Hakam Rav Yosi, im chiven libay, lotzeis b'kriya zu, yotze, if you have in mind right now that this is the only halal you want to say tonight, yotze. V'yein tzarech loyme oydeveise, when you go home, you don't have to say it over again halal. So meila hodam rezoisim as here's a rayim, shim sosim avastachas yotze, shere ein dova masik ben shlish revi. You're not going to have anything between your third or fourth cup if you don't have to say halal over again, so you could drink the third or fourth cup one after another. So that's a right. You could drink even more than all four cups without a hefsek in between. You're also making the mitzvah. More about it. Mahol l'shtoysam b'piskon. When you drink the cups, can you drink them a little bit at a time? The Korban says, Pirish. Mal sheye mutter lahafsek b'shtiyas kois echot kamapam. Like, you want to drink to the revius, not at one shot, you gulp the whole revius down. You want to take it in a few times. A little sip now, a little sip later, a little sip later. You want to drink the cup with a hefsek in between. Avad, you can't wait today, shtiyas revius, or kli achilas prash, you can't wait. But just maybe you don't have to drink it down in one gulp, you could drink it down a few different times. So he answered back, yes, you could take your time, you could drink it at little intervals. Klum omru, sheyishte, loikidei sheyishte, v'loy sheyishtakim. That the ikka kavon of drinking is you should not become shikir, just drink it. The melim shos of a piskon afu enem shtaker. Like if you drink it at intervals, a little bit at a time, you won't become shikir. So for sure, that's a good eitzah. So master from the shalom that mitchila is good to drink it at intervals. Even Allah, we hold on like that. With Allah, didn't need to drink it down at one time if you could drink it down as fast as possible. But here he's saying a swara though, that's kedai to drink it maybe at intervals a little bit, because that will make it, you won't become shikr. And as an Indian, not to become shikr, but after. Yeah. Weiter. So what about can you be yotzi if you drink wine that has kedusha shvius on it? But some of us learn that about the zman, when the zman abir, you have to get rid of it. Rav Sokol Nader learns the pshat is Mashmi is learning Yayin Shel Shviyas doesn't belong to you. It's like heftig dicker wine. So Shailer is just like by matzah, the din of matzah seichem, the matzah it has to belong to you. Look, matzah lechem, the matzah has to belong to you. Does the wine Pesach b'night also have to belong to you? That's where the Korban Nader learns the Shailer. So Mashmi is learning that the Yayin Shel Shviyas doesn't belong to you. So could you be yotze with the Yayin Shel Shviyas or not? Do you have to have wine that's yours, or you can be yotze with somebody else's wine or Yayin Shel Hefker also? Is Tony Reb Oishia Yotzin b'Yayin Shel Shvius? Yes, you are Yotzin. You could be Yotzin Pesach b'night with drinking wine Shel Shvius. Mao Lotzis b'Kanditin. What about the drink wine that has other things inside it? It has some other spices inside the wine. Is Midatoni b'Kapora Kanditin k'Yayin? That Kanditin is like wine. Is Hod Omra from here? We see Yotzin b'Yayin Kanditin. You're allowed to drink this wine that has other spices inside it to be Yotzin Mitzvahs of Dalakosis. Mahal lotzis b'yayin mezugin. What about if you have wine, diluted wine? So he learns mezugin means yoisim megiluch lotim. About the regular wine is you have one quarter raw wine and three quarters water. What about if you want to put more than three quarters water in there? Is that good or not? Is midatoni Rebbechia said like this, that arab kaisa shomru yoisim ben chayin or ben mezugin. You could be yoisim the dal kaisa whether it's raw wine or whether it's diluted wine. As long as the wine still has a tam of yayin, umara yayin, and it still looks, it's red, it still looks like wine. That's still good. So maybe you could be yotz with yayin mozug, which he says is, mashma dafilo ad shishachalokim. Mine, even if you have six portions of water there, and only one portion of raw wine, that's still yotz. Like mashdubit is made, today this doesn't apply though. Our wines today doesn't come out so strong anymore. Even if you make raw wine, if you have too much water already, how much water more?
3 times.
You told me what, 3 is no good. If you have that much water already, it's no good today. All right, because our wine, you shouldn't add too much water to. The wine we get now already, you shouldn't add too much water to it. Because it's come out diluted, it's the most possible. From the Gemara's times though, the strong wine they had then, this raw wine, if you add six portions water to it, it's still called good wine, you could be yotze for dal cases. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, mitzvah lotzeis b'yayin adam. You should use red wine. Pesach b'night is good to use red wine. Shenemo atera yayin ki yisodim. Kitzah mekoyseine. See, don't see the wine that's red. Kitzah mashma sechshivas to have red wine. Allah had brought down, though, that if you have better wine that's white, you could use that wine if it's better wine. that if you have equal wine, white wine and red wine, there's a mitzvah min amuvcha to use red wine. Tony, mevushal kitfulin. What does it mean, cooked wine? It means it's cooked enough that now it tastes the same way yayin metuvel tastes. That's like spiced wine. What the first means to say is, but not if it's cooked up too much. Because if it's cooked up too much, then it loses its taste already. That's no good. But it has to be not cooked up so much, just the same way as metuvel, like wine that's spiced. Zmar mayo lot says b'yayin mevushal. Could it be yaitzu with cooked wine? Amar Rabbi Yoina, yaitzim b'yayin mevushal. Yes, you could be yaitzu with cooked wine. Rabbi Yoina, the time Rabbi Yoina goes according to his shita. The Rabbi Yoina kadheve shasei arba kosei de pischa. When he used to drink his dal kosei pesach by night, heavy chazik reishi, he had a strong headache ad chaga until shvuas. But until shvuas, he had a headache from the wine he took pesach by night. The kids say he couldn't take wine, so we understand why he said he could use cooked wine, because cooked wine is not so strong; it won't give you such a big headache. So mainly, he only allowed to use cooked wine. And he says, "Chazik reishi v'koyev leirosha ad atzeres until shvuas." Lekach hichshav b'mavushal. Therefore, he is matter to use cooked wine. Sheina mazik lekach. That won't harm you so much. So he is matter to use cooked wine. So the Gemara chamisei choda matrunusei apu nehirin. Heis Reb Yoina chamisa chad matrunusei. This lady Goy Ashiksa saw him. And she saw the way his face was shining. Apu nehirin. Heis Reb Yoina's face was shining. Is Omra, so she said to him, Saba, Saba, old man, Chadam hani tlas milan isbecho. Sam, one of these three things happened to you, that's why you're smiling, your face is so lit up. Oy de shofti charm, either you drank a lot of wine, that makes your face light up. Oy de mali berivis, or else you lent money with rivis income, with interest, and you made a lot of money, and you're happy now because you made a lot of money. Oy de magali chaziri, or else because you take care, raise pigs, and you make good profit by raising pigs. So Mastam, you got a lot of money now, that's why you're happy. Is Omalei, so Bjorn answer back to her, Tiftach Rucha de Yitzta, like it should burst to Ruach, wind of this lady. Tohoda Ma'amalin Tlosamili Lesbi. Not even one of these three things is with me. El Ufa Shkicheli, but just that I'm learning a lot. Tohochik Siv, the Posik says, Choch Mas Odom Toyaponov. By learning Torah, that makes your face shine up. So because of his learning, that's what made him have a shiny face. Rabbi Avua, Osla Tveria. Rabbi Avua came to Tveria. Chamuni Talmidim Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan's Talmidim saw that Afun Hurin, that his face was lit up. The Talmidim Rabbi Yechanan saw that Rabbi Avua's face was lit up. Is Omru Talmidim Rabbi Yechanan. So the Talmidim told Rabbi Yechanan, Ashkach Rabbi Avua Simba. The son of Rabbi Avua found a big matzi or something and became rich, and that's why his face is so lit up. Is Osla Gabes, and he came to him, Omalei. So Rabbi Yechanan understood not like that, and he asked him, Maya Raisa Charato. Which halacha did you learn today? Shamit, like which new halacha did you learn today? Rabbi Yechanan understood his face was lit up because he was learning. Omalei, so Rabbi Avu answered back, Tosefta Atika, I found an old Tosefta. I found something new today. I never stood a Tosefta before. Since I found this old Tosefta, that made me lit up. It's Korelei, Rabbi Yechanan called upon Rabbi Avu, Choch Masadim Toyapon, but learning Torah that lights up your face. Omer Rabbi Chonin, Luga the Araisa. What's the shear? How do we know what a lug of the Araisa is? Is Tumunta Atiko de Maraisa de Sipora. That's this measurement Tumunta that they use in Sipora to measure Maraisa, to measure this fish of the fish juice. That's the shear, that's the measurement they used to use there. Or Tumunta. So Tumunta, that's the same shear of a lug of the Araisa. Omer Rabbi Yoina. The Chachmona law, and I saw the same shear, the base Rabbi Yoina, the house of Rabbi Yoina, have a Mechilim Bot Vash. They used to measure honey with the same type of a shear, that's the lug, the same measurement as the lug midiraisa. Tony, chatzi shminis tavronis, that's this measurement, what mida tveria, mida tveria, yishon, an old measurement, he revia shatera. This is also the same measurement of revia shatera. Again, what Tony, chatzi shminis, a half of the shminis taverna, that comes from tveria, yishonam, is the same shear.